is Senator Al Simpson. Electricity generated by nuclear power is the wave of the future. And if we don't ride it soon, we're headed for brown and blackouts by the year 2000. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, our country will need 30% more electricity by the year 2000. But we're turning our back on the need for almost all new power plants, including nuclear. Right today, nuclear power accounts for about one-fifth of all the electricity used in the United States. With 112 plants now in operation, nuclear energy has a fine, proven track record of safety, and it could help eliminate acid rain and assist in solving the greenhouse effect. So why all of your continual anti-nuke rhetoric, Ted? To avoid brownouts, your own state of Massachusetts now imports electricity from nuclear plants in Canada. While you're so busy clobbering the American nuclear industry, why is it okay and make any sense to let Canada light up the Kennedy family compound with nuclear power?
Al, Canadian nuclear power constitutes only 1% of our total power in New England. Most Canadian energy in Massachusetts power grid is hydroelectric, not nuclear. With all its problems and dangers, and with so many alternative forms of energy available, nuclear power isn't needed. The last thing we want is another Three Mile Island, or worse, a Chernobyl disaster in the United States. According to the Library of Congress, no nuclear power plants have been ordered in this country since 1978. Over 100 plants have been canceled, including every plant ordered since 1973. In spite of this dismal record, millions of dollars in federal subsidies continue to pour out of the Treasury for nuclear energy. That makes no sense. One other point, Al. I notice Wyoming has no nuclear plants. The people back home know something you don't. Stop cheerleading for nuclear power, Al. Start supporting safe and sane energy sources. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.